What is one of the most wonderful, exciting, revealing, rewarding things to do in life? Where reigns hatred, malice, and discord, I put love, pardon, and peace. Lying, I reveal truth. For despair, love. For doubt, faith. And where there is sadness, I bring joy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My goodness. Where reigns hatred, malice, and discord, I put love, pardon, and peace. Lying, I reveal truth. For despair, love. For doubt, faith. For where there is sadness, I bring joy. How wonderful it is that we put these causes in motion in our life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. What an instant illumination that would be. Can you imagine that wherever there is hatred, malice, and discord in the world, instead of recognizing that, we recognize from our heart love, pardon, and peace. We recognize that oneness and joy, sharing, not judging, feeling a center of oneness and joy and peace. What a great way to live. What a great way to express ourselves. It's a magical thing for sure. But can you imagine if all the world, well, let's forget all the world. Let's just say, can you imagine if you or me, if I were to be aware of hatred, malice, and discord anywhere in the world? And instead of thinking of hatred, malice, and discord, I think of love, pardon, and peace. I think of joy. I think of oneness. I think of goodness. Wow. What a change would take place in the world. Just with my own thought alone, not anybody else. Just with my own thought alone. And if I would ever recognize lying, for that lie, I would reveal truth. And for despair, just nothing can come of this, I would put love. And for doubt, that truth stands firm always, I would put faith. And where there is sadness, I bring joy. If each one of us were able to take even one of these aspects, one of these ways where the world sometimes gets a little off base, and put into motion the truth, the reality, the joy, the peace, the love, the oneness. Wow. The whole world would take on a whole different flavor. Just one. Why would the whole world take on a different flavor? Because I am the whole world. And whatever I see is a reflection of what's in me. And if I see all the world in perfect harmony, if I see all the world in peace, if I see all the world as a joy, then if I be lifted up, all the world is lifted up unto me. These words of the Christ are so strong, so powerful, yet so seldom practiced and realized. Today, you and I can say, I practice this. I practice this. Many poets have written about it, and they have said beautiful things about it. And it sounds so great. Many great politicians pontificated about it and said, my goodness sakes, this is what we must do. And then they turn right around and do something different because it's expedient to do something different. Well, there is no expedience that should outpace love, pardon, and peace. There is no expedient that should ever replace truth or love or faith. And there is no expedient that should ever put away joy. For to be ourselves and have fun, this is our message. This is our goal. This is our purpose. This is our life. What is your purpose, your life, your goal? Is it love, pardon, peace? Is it truth, love, faith, joy? If these are the core values that you have, I know they're the core values that I have, then as I look on the world, I don't see it in conflict or in confusion. I see all in divine order. First I say, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then I say, all is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. As I do this, there is nothing in the world that confronts me with confusion. As I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order. I look about me and I see all is in divine order. As I am constantly 100% aware of who I am, all is in divine order. And I live in a most amazing and a most wonderful world. And I know that everyone else does too, because that's how I see everyone. That's how I see the world. That's how I see life. That's how I see the allness. Nothing else matters. All is in divine order now and forevermore. If I see peace, it is there. Unconditional acts begin with kind thoughts. I am one as through and in all that is good and very good. I put this cause in motion for me today, and I put this cause in motion for you today, and I put this cause in motion for all today. For now is the acceptable time for love, pardon, peace, truth, love, faith, and joy. These are my reality, and these are my only reality. Have a wonderful day in love, pardon, and peace, truth, love, faith, and joy, even as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.